Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Spotlight on Maryland. It's Gina Crash, your host for the next half hour or so. Really excited to introduce you to our guest, Allison Burr Livingstone returns. She is the Senior Vice President and Chief Advancement and Communications Officer for the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, the BSO. Welcome back, Allison.
Thank you, Gina. Happy to be here.
Yeah, nice to see you again. And we also welcome Nick Skinner, Vice President of ORCIDS, the amazing BSO program. Hi, Nick.
Good morning. Also happy to be here.
Yes, indeed. And you guys, we have our friend Sarah Warfield put us all in touch, and she wrote this beautiful introduction, if you wouldn't mind if we read it for everybody who's listening, because it really does express the essence of why we're here and what we're talking about. So today on Spotlight on Maryland, we're thrilled to feature two leading voices from the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, Allison Burr Livingstone, Vice President and Chief Advancement Officer, and Nick Skinner, Vice President of ORCIDS. The BSO is truly Maryland's orchestra, with the unique distinction of being the only major American ensemble that calls two permanent homes, Baltimore at the Joseph Meyerhoff Symphony Hall and Montgomery County at the Music Center at Strathmore. As a cornerstone of Maryland's cultural life, the BSO is dedicated to making the power of music accessible to all. Their commitment extends far beyond performance, investing deeply in education, outreach, and building connections that unite communities across the state. With a strong focus on lifelong learning and innovative programs for families, students, and audiences of all backgrounds, the BSO strives to inspire and engage both on stage and off. And we'll dive into the orchestra's new multi-year agreement, their bold vision for audience growth, and fresh updates behind the scenes at the Meyerhoff. We'll also spotlight the ways the BSO is reshaping the future of music in Maryland, or rather shaping the future as well. Welcome, Allison and Nick. Isn't that amazing? So you got to just...
Sarah can write everything all the time.
All the time.
We will give it to her.
All
yes.
of the things. So we were just talking about this in the hall just last month, right before the season opening gala. The BSO announced a new multi-year agreement with the orchestra. And just last week, we were waiting for this one, the renewal of music director Jonathan Hayward's contract, which is amazing. Now, Allison, why are these announcements such an important milestone for the BSO? And Nick, if you ever want to chime in too, this is your orchestra as well.
Great, thanks.
Sure.
Well, I think that either announcement on its own is such a wonderful example of the incredible momentum that the BSO is experiencing right now. It's a sign of stability for this important institution. But I think together, it's even more exciting. And I love that we started with the orchestra. Our 85 full-time musicians are the heart and soul of the BSO. Every single thing that we do is made possible because we have this full-time creative class of musicians and artists giving back and performing on the stage and giving back off stage every single week. We were so honored to be able to invest in them through this new 3-year contract with the orchestra. It's our most financially ambitious contract in more than a decade. It will increase their minimum pay by 12%.
That's incredible.
Over the 3 years. So
wow.
We're very honored by that. We also know they're still one of the hardest working orchestras. You mentioned in that beautiful intro, Gina, that we're the only orchestra in the country with these 2-year-round homes. We're also the only orchestra in the country that's going out around the state on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Our musicians work hard. We want to invest in them, and we're honored to make another step in that direction with this contract. And then top it off with Jonathan Hayward, you know, his story, his dynamic artistic programming approach, you know, his personal commitment to education has captured not just the world by storm, but certainly energized audiences here at home. you know, it has been incredible to see the growth and the return of patrons in our concert halls, you know, some of the most generous gifts we've had in our history. You know, we rely so heavily on philanthropy.
Absolutely.
Jonathan is making all that possible. And so we're just thrilled that now we have his assured leadership through the 2030-31 season.
Wow, that's the best news, isn't it? Oh my goodness. And even though you do have these generous donors, it's still, donations are always welcome, right?
Every single gift. $1, $5, $10. It's what I spend my day doing. So I have to say that it was incredible to continue to see new members joining our donor family. And I think everyone feeling very prideful, right, in the fact that ticket sales cover just about 30%.
Yeah.
Of the cost of presenting the BSO every single year. And particularly programs like ORCIDS and our education programs are so reliant on the generosity of our community who believe so passionately in our mission.
Yeah. And that being said about ORCIDS, Nick, you can also speak to how this renewal and really, you know, confidence in the continuation of where you're going and where you continue to grow is really helpful for what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. You couldn't have a better advocate than Jonathan Hayward, someone that's walked this path before, someone that grew up in a public school education program that really, because of that, opened doors that led to where he is today. So it just shows the importance of music education programs, our outreach into the community, because you never know where that next Jonathan Hayward's going to be.
Exactly. And you have, we were talking off air before we got on the radio, that you've been, you know, in your role for 18 years, you're also a musician and from a music education background as well. So that, you know, you bring so much to the table as well as Allison, too, that the two of you are just such a great team together.
We like to think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that definitely, you know, your background is you know, perfectly suited to what you're doing. And Allison, one of the great things about the BSO is the diversity of programming that's offered, you know, from family to classical to pops, holiday and your special events, which are numerous. I mean, I follow you guys on all the platforms and you are literally always doing something super cool. So if you can tell us more about, you know, what's in store for this season, because we're all very excited.
I think most importantly, because we do everything all the time, we have thought very intentionally about how we can make it easier for everyone to find something that they love,
mm-hmm.
or perhaps discover something new. So we really have now introduced a new structure of our season for ease of planning and a clear audience experience. We now categorize everything we do in one of four different collections: classical, popular, and that includes things like film, fusion, holiday series, for example.
People love that, yes.
And holidays are coming up. We
yep.
are, the Meyerhoff is a major gathering space for our community every season, and we are so proud of that fact. Speaking of celebrations, we now do wonderful things like Lunar New Year and Gospel Fest on an annual basis. But I'm perhaps most excited that the fourth and now evergreen collection that we have is the family collection. And part of this has been about recentering the fact that families listen together mm-hmm. at the BSO. We have products that are specifically geared for our youngest listeners in mind. One of the things that we're very excited for, Jonathan Hayward is going to be leading his very first education concerts and his first family concert. The first time a sitting music director has led those programs in 10 years.
That's so cool.
And that's coming up on November 1st for families, Saturday, November 1st. We're going to have a number of ORCID students and families in attendance, enjoying a day after Halloween sugar high or sugar low at the hall. So again, this collection approach really designed to help you discover and find more easily in a very busy season what you love. But a few highlights, again, coming up in that film series, again, kicking off the holiday season, such an important time for us. We're doing Elf live in concert. I know that my family always likes to watch that movie at home.
So great.
How about you watch it on the big screen with the full orchestra performing the score live? And then later in the season, we've got Encanto. So again, all those little girls in the world get a chance to sing their heart out with the orchestra performing live.
And that's in April?
And that's going to be in April.
Awesome.
Yes. Just on the heels in the next 2 weeks, we are really centering the Halloween season. We've got a Tales of Poe festival. So a couple of programs that are really grounded with one of Baltimore's most famous residents in mind. We also have, you know, a fun pops program that's all about kind of the great Halloween film music. So although there's not film on the stage, it's film filling the hall in terms of great scores. That's on November 1st and 2nd. And we will be activating the lobby, so you will have some frights and delights as part of that experience as well. And then classical, you know, again, Jonathan makes classical and symphonic music relevant for everyone. I think he firmly believes that symphonic music has never been more relevant to anyone than ever before. He's got incredible programs lined up for the duration of the season. And I love that we also now end each season with opera. You know, Baltimore in particular is a really rich, robust town for a history of opera. And the fact that we're now adding to that rich landscape, we're contributing to the incredible organizations that are working in this space all season long. We're ending every year with the new Verdi opera. So we've got Rigoletto, which is kind of like the Me Too opera of the world. So
that's very true.
Put that spin, and to do some education and community gathering around that too.
Absolutely. And your popular series too. Tell us a little bit about Icon, the voices that changed music, because people will love that as well. I know.
Yes, our pop series is one of the best. We have everything from the best of Broadway to singers of today. The Icon program that you talked about has songs in the music of Michael Jackson, of Whitney Houston, of Elvis, of Stevie Wonder, music that really shaped generations. And what I appreciate about the BSO is that we bring some of the best vocalists to town. So you close your eyes, you would imagine that you are experiencing those icons themselves.
Yes.
We are not doing that. We cannot bring anyone back yet, for example.
Not yet.
We haven't yet mastered that skill. Music can do many things. Music is powerful, but not quite that.
That's right.
But that's an end of November program. We've got the incredible artists, Kapathia Jenkins and Ryan Shaw, who are joining the BSO, and they're helping to bring those incredible songs to life.
Oh my gosh, you're not kidding about something for everybody, truly. And then you can also, I was just reading about Poe when I was logging on to bsomusic.org, which is your website, but you also have a new app. Tell us about that too, because everyone's so app focused.
We do have a new app. We were finally in that game, but I would say we thought strategically about the platform that we wanted to utilize. So we are one of the first orchestras in the country using the specific kind of back end that powers the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra app. So search for the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra in the App Store on your phone or on your tablet. It has our blue logo. That's how you know you're on the right space. And it's really grounded on community sharing. So we want to make it easier for people to save and share what they love, to bring in friends, to create their own kind of curated concert listings. We do so much. You can then, again, I think more easily navigate to what you love within the app, and then again, share that with others to help bring people in. Because that's what we're all about, right? Music is about a shared experience. We want to make sure that every concert is full, and empty seat is the thing that hurts my heart, right, when we're in a concert hall. So we do everything that we can to make sure that price is never a barrier. But in some ways, there's anything more powerful and palpable than word of mouth, right? And you as an individual inviting a friend who maybe hasn't been or hasn't been in a long time to join you.
That's key too. Hasn't been in a long time, right? I'm looking at Greg Carpenter, our producer. Greg, when's the last time he's been to the BSO?
July 4th.
July 4th. That's right. That's right.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
And then also, I know you're continuing to find ways to make classical music, with Jonathan Hayward's help, of course, too, more accessible throughout Maryland. So what are some other ways that you're doing that throughout the state? Because that is an important point to note, that it is, statewide.
Perfect. So price is certainly a big part of that. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to remind everyone that kids listen free at the BSO all season long for classical programs. So anyone age 7+, if you have an adult that's purchasing a ticket, they can bring up to 2 or 4 children with them at no cost. We do recommend that 7 or 8 for a classical concert, in part because it is a 2-hour experience, oftentimes in the evening, and we want to make sure that young listener is poised, right, to really make the most of that experience. Mm-hmm. I mentioned that families listen together at the BSO. We now have a program and a pass that specifically is celebrating that fact. This is about really bundling all of our family products to make sure that families have easy access all season long. That family concert that we talked about, $10 for any attendee, and you can choose your seats. Use some of the best seats in the house that you can get for $10
for that Saturday experience. Very affordable. That's incredible.
And there's also, thanks again to very intentional generosity, a completely free pathway for any family who has a child enrolled in Baltimore City Public Schools or a Baltimore City Head Start program can access all of our family programs at no cost.
That's wonderful.
They just register. We know that there's other barriers, including transportation, that might be at play.
Sure.
You know, we work strategically about that with ORCIDS all the time. How do we make sure that we're helping to get families to their hall here at the Meyerhoff? And then part of this is also about how do we create those experiences just for kids. So a new program that we're doing this year is called Symphony Explorers. You know, if the equivalent at Camden Yards is that you run the bases,
yeah,
right,
exactly.
As a kid, what's that equivalent at the Meyerhoff? Maybe you're going behind the scenes, right? You're meeting a musician. Maybe you're stepping onto the podium, right? You have a meet and greet with Jonathan Hayward. We want to create some experiences, particularly around those classical concerts that we think are really great and maybe visually dynamic as well for young people, so they have something special for them. And then again, we've got pricing packages that extend for everyone who's young at heart. So student select, if you're a college student, you have a really great deal. It's $45 for year-round access to the BSO. And now we have this incredible thing called BSO Passport. You know, this used to be a product that was our under 40 passport. It was age limited. We threw out that age barrier. We just know that people sometimes want to have accessible, flexible, what's your Netflix equivalent, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
To experience the BSO. So Passport now for $140 or two for $280. You get access to 28 concerts throughout the year at both the Meyerhoff and Strathmore. And you can bring a friend for $10.
That's incredible. Well, you really, this is perfect. Accessibility is key. Nick, you get your moment in the spotlight. So exciting. Okay, so we've been waiting for this. The BSO, thank you, Allison, by the way. Very well spoken. You're just a treasure. The BSO has one of the nation's most impactful community programs with ORCIDS. And tell us more about the program, which you have been at since its inception, right?
Yes, the ORCIDS program really started in 2007 when Maren Alsop became the music director of the Baltimore Symphony. She came to Baltimore and saw that there was a need. She saw that music was not accessible, that students didn't have the opportunity to play an instrument, and she wanted to do something about that. And she actually used her own money from the MacArthur grant that she received to actually start the program. And, of course, support from our generous donors, Rita Becker and Bob Meyerhoff. It was designed to create equitable access to the arts, specifically opportunity to play an instrument, but most importantly, using music as a vehicle for students to develop skills that would be transferable to all areas of their lives. So creativity, discipline, leadership, these are skills that will be beneficial throughout the remainder of our students' life. In addition to that, we really started with 30 students back in 2008 at one school in West Baltimore. We now serve just over 1,800 students at 8 sites throughout Baltimore City. So,
wow.
And I think the most important and exciting fact is that students come to the after-school program from 71 different schools. So although we're embedded in 8 schools, right, this is a program that has wide reach across nearly every neighborhood in the city.
That's correct, yeah. I think it speaks to the expansion of it, not just the numbers, but the geographical reach of the program is reaching across Baltimore City schools. We have in-school programming. We're really filling the void, making sure music is accessible during the school day for our youngest musicians, pre-K through second grade, as well as supporting the few band programs that do still exist in Baltimore City public schools. But most importantly, what we're doing here is creating a musical pathway for our students to go from pre-K all the way through 12th grade and beyond through our programming, starting in school and then matriculating to the after-school programming where they can continue to get their instrument, performance opportunities, mentorship, as well as opportunities to travel. For example, 40 of our students traveled to some of the most prestigious summer camps in the country this last summer. So think about that. That's not just about the notes on the page at camp or those performances. It's about that first plane ride.
Yeah.
It's about our students have the opportunity to leave Baltimore. And what that does is really, you know, we're really using music as a way to open up the world to our students. And those are really the transformational experiences that we talk about at ORCIDS.
Absolutely. And you also have a summer program as well at Goucher, is that right?
Yeah, so we have a 3-week full-day summer program at Goucher College. And all of our programming is completely free to all of our students and their families. The summer program is great because it's the one time of year where our community really comes together from all of our different sites across the city. We have several buses picking up and dropping off through the city to get people to and from Goucher, making sure that transportation is not a barrier.
Yeah, that's really key. And, you know, you've had this tremendous growth and how do you suppose, how does that happen? Like, is there anyone you want to thank in that way or how to, it's magical that it's grown so much and it will continue to grow. So what do you think you can attribute that most to?
Well, I mean, I have to acknowledge Marin for having the vision.
Yeah.
But I also have to thank Bob and Rita, for which they have poured their generosity into us time and time again, for believing in the mission of it, believing in us, and without them, we would not be here today.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I have to say, I mean, our principals, right? ORCIDS is school-based, yeah. Right? We talk a lot about this, how that's an incredible opportunity. Sometimes it has its challenges, right? But, you know, we are in those schools in part because school leadership believes
absolutely.
In the importance of ORCIDS and sees that ad. Right, that we are providing to their students
absolutely.
And families. So I think it's really wonderful to think about over these 18 years, right, that ORCIDS has been in session, the many public educators and leaders across multiple administrations, right, have been consistent.
Yeah, well said. Well said. The principals have to be the biggest cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
They have to want it in their building. There's a certain amount of administrative lift that comes with the program, as it is very robust. But without them, yes, we would not be able to operate. I think also really important to acknowledge the parents and guardians, as well as the students who have been with us for so long. They really are the heartbeat of the program as well.
Yeah, so not only has the program grown, but you continue to see a visible growth in the students.
Mm-hmm.
And the reaction you get must be so positive. It's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. It really is a family.
It is.
It's a community, yeah.
It really is. And do you want to talk a little bit about Composer in Residence Reflection with James Lee III?
Yeah, we had a great opportunity last year for a couple of our students to study and be mentored by James Lee, who is one of the most well-known composers of the modern age here, residence composer at the Baltimore Symphony. But two of our students were able to work side by side with him. But I think the best part was really when their compositions came to life, when Baltimore Symphony musicians performed their original composition, not only in front of James Lee, but in front of Jonathan Hayward.
Wow. What an opportunity.
And let me just tell you, these compositions were not easy. I mean, the musicians had to practice them. And they were work of art, but they learned so much through that process. But I think it really shows the resources, opportunities we're giving to our students and how they can shine in those right moments.
Absolutely. So you do help come up with those wonderful ideas for opportunities, you know, what you're going to be doing this year and beyond?
Well, I think we're always looking at ways we can continue to push and be innovative within the field.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great example of what we've done. I think we're looking to how we can continue to build on that momentum with James, as well as other opportunities. I think one great opportunity that we're looking at and we're launching this year is our Pathways programming, where we have students that are looking to pursue music after high school. They need a more intensive track. They need to have something that's really going to set them on a different trajectory musically to be competitive to get into some of the best conservatories in the country. And one of the ways we're doing that is they are now getting weekly private instruction with BSO musicians. This is truly an amazing opportunity. And while it's about that lesson and that touch point, what's really special is watching the student and the musician sit side by side when they perform in concerts together. It really is amazing. It's something we've been building to for a long time, but you can see those relationships being formed, the breaking down of barriers, the understanding of where students are coming from and the communities they're in, and some of those needs that are underserved. So it's really special to see how we're creating those opportunities for some of our most committed and advanced students.
Absolutely. For the next generation. And you know, thinking back to when you were a student at the Peabody Institute, did you ever think that you would be witnessing in the presence of all these amazing musicians, all 85 at the BSO and the program and Jonathan and Marin and everybody? Did you ever, as a kid, think that you would be living out your dream in your job every day, which isn't, it's so much more than a job. It's a passion.
You're 100%. It's not a 9-to-5. It's a labor of love. I always called it a lifestyle choice I made about 18 years ago. And what's interesting, when I was at Peabody, I thought I would be in the orchestra. I never thought that I'd be helping people get in the orchestra. So it's interesting to see that evolution.
Yeah. I think that's even more rewarding, isn't it?
I agree completely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Way more fun.
Yes, indeed. And every day is completely, you know, a different, you know, reward and challenge at the same time. It's really cool.
All at the same time.
Yes. Yeah, simultaneously. Wow. And we got to wrap our brain around that for a second. That was deep. Beyond the music itself, Allison, the BSO has been investing in improvements to the Meyerhoff Symphony Hall, which is so beautiful. I can't imagine that it needs any help. But share some highlights about that, because I know you're really excited about this, too.
Of course. So I guess I would start by saying the BSO unique for lots of reasons, also because we own the Meyerhoff. Not many orchestras own their concert hall.
That's right.
And obviously that is made possible in part with the Endowment Trust. So really appreciate all of our Endowment Trustees, past and present, who help us to be great stewards of this asset. And that's what it's about. It's about being stewards of the asset, right? If you're a homeowner, right, you know that you have to update windows and roofs every so often.
That's true.
boiler water heaters go, right, et cetera. We have all of those pain points, right, just on a much larger scale.
Yep.
And one of the things that we are really acknowledging now is that the Meyerhof had opened in 1982. Many of the systems are original to the late 70s, so they are requiring those strategic renovations or replacements. But it's more about acknowledging the BSO is a different orchestra today than we were in the late 70s and early 80s. Think about our education infrastructure like ORCIDS. You know, we can't actually fit the incredible ORCIDS team in the Meyerhof because we're a little brick island. and so they have to rent office space beyond. We would love to find ways in the future to kind of bring more of our family together in a central location in that Mount Vernon core. But right now it's about making sure that as many spaces of the Meyerhof as possible are more nimble, are more flexible, are more efficient, when we're talking also about our responsibility as a civic contributor to our environment.
Sure.
And it's about meeting the operational demands of the BSO today. So we're painstakingly renovating over several years, probably, as funding becomes available, the 31,000 square feet of back-of-house spaces. We started with those spaces for musicians. So 2 years ago, we renovated their locker rooms with new amenities, but also gender equity in mind. This fall, we are about to open our new Zamosky room, which is kind of like the green room space where the front of house and the back of house converge and meet. And it's an important space for artist connections, for education staging. That's also now going to be fully ADA accessible. Also, a challenge that we face with an older facility.
Oh, yeah.
Many more things abound. We're also trying to make sure that we're always investing in that public space. Thank goodness for visionary leaders like the late Joseph Meyerhof, who created a fund within our endowment to ensure that there were dedicated funds in his name to support the ongoing maintenance and public improvements. Of course, our needs sometimes outstrip those generous resources, so we're always trying to bring in new partners. For example, we recently were one of 200 grantees for a Bloomberg Digital Accelerator grant.
Congratulations!
And that included updating all of our signage, including digital signage. Yeah. So now when you walk into the Meyerhof, you're greeted by new screens that have live countdown clocks, you know, concert relays. We can add new dynamic marketing content that's so important to help when people are there to inspire their next visit, mm-hmm. for example. I'm maybe most excited about a new digital donor wall. we can recognize
great.
Many more of those generous friends.
That's so key. Oh, my gosh. And Joseph Meyerhof, what a visionary. I mean, he's got to be looking down and being so proud of everything that you guys have accomplished.
We hope so. That's our striving mission.
In his name. Yeah, it's like the guiding light that just guides you. And so real quick, as we wrap up in our final minutes here, if you each personally want to tell us what you're most excited about, that's coming up at the BSO in our final literally 2 minutes here. Thank you, Producer Greg.
I'll go quick. Well, ORCIDS has a big winter concert coming up on December 19th at Highland Town Elementary Middle School, number 237. We really invite the whole community to come out and support us and come just see what the hard work our students are doing and the great music they're making.
That sounds fantastic. And Allison, how about you?
I think it's two-pronged. One, it's for the incredible programs of the orchestra. I'm also very excited for our Live at the Meyerhof series. And this is about activating the Meyerhof. Maybe it's not with the orchestra on stage, right? But we've got Leslie Odom Jr. coming up for his holiday show.
Oh, my gosh.
Itzhak Perlman is coming and bringing kind of a recital approach. Many more opportunities to see great talent, you know, take to the stage at the Meyerhof, and the BSO is the presenter and the producer behind that. So look for those Live at the Meyerhof events. And then I would just plug, we are ending the season by hosting 1,100 of our peers from across the country for the League of American Orchestras Conference. That's important for us as an industry, but we're also going to be opening up for a very special concert that has ORCIDS as a shining moment and star, that features Jonathan, that has Cecile McLaurin-Salvant doing songs, you know, the Great American Songbook. That's a big moment for Baltimore to shine,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Absolutely. What an honor. That's incredible. Good luck with all of those things. Not that you need it, because you guys do an amazing job every single day. And we invite everyone to visit, you know, the BSO and to look, check out the website at your convenience, bsomusic.org, the new app. Mm-hmm. Searching for that just under BSO.
Baltimore Symphony Orchestra.
Perfect. And you're also active on Facebook, Instagram, X, YouTube, and everything is updated. You're posting so frequently, which if that's the way to reach people, talking about reaching more people, that's a great way to do it too. So thank you very much. This morning we've been joined by Allison Burr Livingstone, Senior VP and Chief Advancement and Communications Officer, as well as Nick Skinner, Vice President of ORCIDS, which is an incredible program in its 18th year here in Baltimore. So proud of both of you, and thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gina. Thank you, Greg.
If you missed any portion of it or you caught it in progress and you want to go back to the beginning, you can check that out at today's1019.com. And we appreciate you all listening to this production of Odyssey Baltimore.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.